Hello, my beautiful loyal listeners. Welcome to the Working Within podcast with me, Charlene, your host. I am so sad, honestly, because this week represents the last episode of Working Within season one. And I'm so grateful for the support along the way. I'm grateful for the experiences that we've all talked about together, the introspection, the reflection, the learnings from all the healing and the non-healing. And I'm just excited that we got to cover such a breadth of topics, from manifestation to transitioning from college to the real world, thinking about being happily single, thinking about being able to express yourself, and then finally on this episode with my friend Jelani, being able to talk about how we continue to be ourselves moving forward, how we move from the stories that we've been told to become the people that we are and celebrate that. So anyway, this week we're talking to a fellow Scorpio. I will let her announce the rest of her placements, but I'm really excited to see what we dig into, because I know that we both are obsessed a little bit with change and transformation, and we're going to talk a lot about that and a lot about, you know, our visions for the future, and again, even the visions I have for this podcast. So thank you for being along for the ride. This was a test drive. 8 sweet episodes for a full season of Working Within. You can definitely look forward to a season 2, and maybe with some edits, maybe with some adjustments to the way we're doing things. Maybe you'll hear a little bit more from me. I don't know. Who knows? But thank you all for being along with me. Thank you for supporting the business, the podcast, me. Thank you for being here and giving me your time. I hope this has all been a valuable experience for you. And in the case that it can be more valuable, please let me know, because these are the types of things I'm taking into the next phase of work. It's been a really good time, but we're not done yet. So without further ado, let's take a few deep breaths. And let's hear from Jelani.
The thing about adulting is, like, when things happen like that, like, it's only you who can fix.
It's only me. It is just, like, it takes so much.
It does.
And it's just, like, also, you're responsible. And it's, like, it's today to day I'm going to wash dishes or fold clothes.
Every day there is something to do. Every single day.
It's like, didn't I just wash all these dishes?
Didn't I finish just me? So what ghost is cooking in my house
and feeding the family? And there's always dishes.
And we don't even be eating like that. For real, for real.
Oh my god. What? I feel so heard and seen right now. Okay, everybody, I have Jelani on the phone. Everybody say hey.
Hey friends.
Jelani, can you please introduce yourself to the listeners? Please start with your big three. That's muy importante. And then also, can you just let us know about anything else we should think of when we think Jelani McGee Anderson?
Wow, such a loaded question. But my big three, Scorpio Sun, Capricorn Moon, Sagittarius Rising. I don't know what you guys should know about me. I think that I'm just the epitome right now of figuring out what it means to be an adult and exist, figure out my identity. I am a pet mom, so I have dog and a gecko. I'm also a plant mom, so I have 20 plants around my apartment. I invest, you know, all of the things. All of the things, just trying to figure out how all the aspects of life fit together in my place here.
Oh, wait, she is a mom. She's like a three-layer mom, as you heard. You, like, have a lot of things that you take care of, so props to you.
I do. Thank you.
Plus
Thank
yourself. You. Also, your plants are so pretty. Mine, like, I killed them accidentally, but it's okay. All right, Jelani's here this week because we want to ask her about becoming who she is, which ultimately I think listeners will help you become who you are a little more. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jelani since starting school,
We have gone through, it's safe to say we've gone through some transitions since then, which is good, I think. But I think we would love to hear Jelani reflect on some of the ones she's been through. And that is why she's here today. So everyone say thank you, Jelani. But starting with the first question, I'm curious, Jelani, since you started with learning how to be an adult right now, as being something that's really important, could you tell us about what all has changed for you after graduation?
Yes. So really the theme of life after graduation has been unlearning all of the toxic habits that we learned during school. Yeah. So, you know, learning how to read for fun without getting sleepy on the first page, or just knowing that you actually deserve to reward yourself versus just a grade, or, you know, sleep. And caffeine addiction is not healthy, as well as just eating 3 meals a day and not sacrificing your health or your sanity for something as superficial as a GPA, and just learning content that is easily accessible online. So really just unlearning some of those habits that I think we learned in such a not necessarily competitive environment, but just an environment that was in a vacuum and just a microcosm of just unhealthy things, but also being surrounded by a few people that we love and support and that just fill our cups. Aww. So that has been life.
They do fill our cups.
Yeah, so much.
I'm going to push you a bit more. Like, that was a great answer, but there's more. Okay.
But wait,
there's more. Exactly. What else, Jelani? What else have you been prioritizing? What have you learned about yourself? Like, we want to know.
Yeah. So for me, I have learned that I deserve so much more, you know? I deserve luxury. I deserve wealth. And I just wasn't setting those goals for myself prior to this because I didn't have those examples. I didn't really tell myself that what I wanted and what I saw, like, on Twitter or things like that is something that I actually deserve, as well as prioritizing, you know, therapy. I committed to therapy, and therapists deserve their flowers, just unpacking so much. And we haven't even gotten to the deep things, but just knowing that there's so much that if I reflect on and if I just come face to face with, quantum leaps of existence, just quantum leaps. As well as, you know, transitions. Cutting up my hair. You inspired that. I cut my hair about a month ago, and that was just like a freeing, as well as just like a wow, something I really did and something I just like felt really courageous about. As well as just, you know, understanding that other people's perspectives, they're not the ones driving my goals. If people don't understand what I'm doing and how I'm moving, that's okay. It makes sense to me. It'll all make sense in the end. So I'm going to do what I need to do to get what I want.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Two things. The hair, y'all can't see, but her hair looks amazing. I'll put her Instagram in the description so you can see yourself. Oh, wait, and her picture will be on the episode art. Yay! But yeah, her hair looks amazing. And knowing Jelani, she has always been like a hair master. So her cutting it is like a big step for her, I think. Also, we don't have to explain ourselves to anyone. Like,
literally,
when I realized that.
Yeah, we don't owe anyone an explanation.
Yeah. And like, I feel like something I internalize sometimes is, especially like, what are my parents gonna think? Or like, what are people that are in positions of authority, or also like even my peers, what will they think? And as I've been stepping into this more creative side, that is so toxic to think about and to make decisions around, because if I wanna live my life, like, I need to just live my life how I want.
Essentially, we're our own authority.
Yes.
We pay our bills, we make our decisions, and at the end of the day, not only are we accountable, but we're getting rewarded. So we're our own authority.
That's so
true. That's it.
Wait, hold on. The listeners need to know. Jelani and I both live alone. We live alone with our pets. So take from that what you will. But I'm bringing this up because I want to ask Jelani, what have you learned since you've been able to move out and live by yourself and provide for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And what has it been like?
Yeah, it has been honestly the greatest thing that has ever happened to me, because I've literally been able to lean into just knowing the things that I don't like and being allowing myself to say no. Mm. I don't want to do that. That's not something I enjoy. I actually am not as extroverted as I thought. So I'll just go MIA for a couple days and then see y'all when I see you. So that's a few things, as well as just being patient with the world, being patient with myself, and just understanding, like we were talking about before, sometimes it's either the dishes or folding clothes. So giving myself the grace to understand that we're in a good spot.
Regardless.
It's okay. Yeah. Regardless, it is going to be okay. Tomorrow's not promised, but hopefully there'll be a tomorrow. And as well as just, you know, taking care of all of the living beings in the wildlife that is in my apartment. My dog can't eat sleep for dinner. So it's just like holding myself accountable to take care of myself, as well as take care of my pets, take care of my plants, and just spending time with the little things. Yeah. And just being able to focus and craft myself in a way that I don't think would happen if I wasn't in kind of solitude. And not a bad solitude where it's like I'm lonely, but in the solitude where I can be with myself in all the ways that I need to.
Oh, yes. All the ways that you need to. And important, there's an important note to this that I wanted to highlight. You said not a bad solitude. I feel like as a society presume that solitude is something bad, but like, honestly, I would just echo everything you said. Like, it's been the greatest time of my life to be alone in my apartment, doing what I want, because exactly, I'm not as extroverted as I thought. I'm friendly, but I'm not as extroverted as I thought.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's all good. So, you're alone in this chapter of your life, and you're like in butterfly mode. Would that be correct to say?
I would say, am I in butterfly mode? I'm in that space where I'm like one caterpillar toe out of the cocoon, if that makes sense. Like, I'm so close. I'm so close to butterfly mode that I just know that I'm almost there, kind of like a slingshot. We're pulled back, and butterfly mode is on the way. And just understanding right now, just planting those seeds and just really positioning myself to be in butterfly mode. So I'm almost there. Would I say I'm alone? Always a million-dollar question, whether that's, you know, other people, my friends, but thankfully with you guys, our friends, our beautiful friends, I just feel so supported. I don't never feel like alone, even though physically I may be alone, but I don't think I'm alone.
You're not. Oh, yeah. We love you.
I love you.
Oh. Sorry. Okay, you're in slingshot mode. What are the barriers or challenges that then you're facing right now that make you feel like you're not yet in that butterfly space?
Yeah, wow. One thing that my biggest barrier, not gonna lie, is myself. And just in terms of getting out of my own way and understanding, like I mentioned before, unlearning those habits. Mm. Once I unlearn those habits and allow myself to face those habits, I'll be in butterfly mode and just understanding that my goals, I know what I want, I see them. And to get there is just going to take consistency, patience, and discipline, and just instilling that in myself. That's my biggest barrier. Because I've been so conditioned for instant gratification. And life isn't. This part of life is not instant gratification.
No.
In any sense. So just really stepping out of my way and just understanding that we're going to get there. And it just takes some learning and some consistency, and also all of that includes grace and being nice to yourself and compassion. So while yes, I may be saying very much so, check box, check box, check box, stringent box, like also underpinning that with compassion and understanding that sometimes life gets hard, but at the end of the day, step out your way and keep going.
It gets so hard.
Yes, it gets hard, and recognizing that it gets hard and being like, this feels hard, but I know that if I keep pushing, it'll be okay.
That's so real. Ooh, that's so real. For all of you 20-somethings out there, yes, you're welcome. Ooh. So you spoke a lot about getting in your own way, and I'm curious, and I'm sure the listeners are curious, you know, what circumstances, experiences in your life did you have that gave you some of the, gave you some of those like internal barriers or internal stories that keep you in your own way?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got the answer. So for me, where I learned those stories, I love my family. I come from a great family. A lot of culture, a lot of good energy, a lot of love, a lot of support. And I also come from a family that really encouraged the traditional route. So go to school, get good grades, raise your hands in class, talk to the right people, get a good job, find a very traditional partner, mm-hmm. be successful until it's time to have a kid, and then rethink that.
Mm-hmm.
And just very much so a nuclear environment
mm-hmm.
was placed on me. Mm-hmm. And just stories of living a very traditional life that you see on a day-to-day basis were placed on me. And not from a place where my family wanted me to be kind of in a box and not going anywhere, but just like a lot of those conversations, a lot of the things that I want in terms of luxury and wealth and just being able to do the things I want unapologetically without explaining anything to anyone. We didn't see that. Like we just didn't see that, especially from my background. So just having that traditional path set in front of me, that's how I got in my way, because it took me up until graduation, until the last few months, up until honestly maybe senior year, where I was just doing the traditional things and I was like, this doesn't feel right. Mm. I feel like I'm compromising myself. I feel like I can push a lot harder and put a lot more effort to get the things that I want.
Yes.
And the things that I want is a lot more than all of this traditional stuff that y'all are doing over here. So I'm going to step over here and y'all be safe. Y'all can have fun, but this is what I'm going to do. So that just over the past year, just understanding and listening to that little piece of my heart, little voice in the back of my head, like, no, this isn't, the traditional route isn't for you. And being comfortable and confident enough to say that. And allow myself.
Yes. You are confident and confident enough to say that. Wow. And yeah, it takes a lot to get there. So like all your kudos to you, Jelani.
Thank you. All the kudos to you. You've helped so much and have been an example for us.
Bro. All right. Thank you. I'm trying not to reject compliments. It's something I'm working on. So thank you. And just know that the community we have, our friends, our washi baddies, like, yeah, it's been a journey and y'all have been a big part of it. So man. But we don't need to go back that deep. So I resonate with a lot of what you're saying, Jelani, because... And also, by the way, it's so weird listeners to be calling her Jelani like this, because normally I call her Jello, but we're on the podcast, like, I guess. I resonate a lot with what you're saying, because I also feel like out of my parents, like, near, dear care for, like, my future, my life, I also think traditional paths, like, go to school, get the best grades, do the best of everything, no matter if you like it or not, is also a lot of the messaging I received. And in this chapter of my life,
trying to like create my own path, as like sounds like what you're doing exactly, is fun and scary and like not exactly done before in our families. So
it's also everything.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I was just gonna say everything is a construct.
Yeah. Literally.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So, in moments when you're facing challenges or trying to think about the next phase of your life and what it's going to take to get there, what do you use to keep yourself on track? How about that?
I really have been grounding myself in my inner voice recently and just learning how to trust my subconscious and just that voice in my heart that's telling me that something feels right, so just do it. That's how I ground myself. So if that inner voice feels good, I feel good. As well as understanding the long game and just seeing my goals, keeping them around me, keeping them close. So sometimes if I feel like I'm in a rut, or sometimes I feel like I need to be rewarded now, just seeing those goals and saying, okay, this is what we're working for, so it's okay. As well as just day to day, I write everything down. I love a good bullet journal.
Ooh, she does.
As well as like leaning into my friends and my family just to remember who I am in a sense, and just getting fresh perspective and getting out of my head by leaning on those who I trust when needed. So that's how I ground myself in a lot of different ways. I also love some good food.
Yes.
Sometimes if I need to think, I'll say, all right, grab some good food and let's sit here and figure out what's happening as you eat really good food.
Yes.
And yoga and just being comfortable spending time with my thoughts. All of the things.
That's a big one. Mindfulness. I feel like mindfulness has come up in like every episode, which is good. And also I didn't plan it.
You make people think, you make people like reflect. So
yes. I love it. I love it here. What's something you're learning right now?
Something that I'm learning. Other than I don't have to explain anything to anyone, also that everything is a construct. Whether that's time, whether that's beauty standards, whether that's what's something appropriate to wear to X place, or sexuality and partners, or what does romance look like, or what kind of media you should be consuming and which you should like. All of those things are constructs.
Yep.
And it's so black and white. And we've been taught that if you're not fitting into the black or the white, you're wrong. But that just, it's all a construct.
Yeah. And
it's all a construct. It's all a construct. Period.
Yeah. I had to take a deep breath.
Yes.
Wait. I want to dig into that a bit more. What constructs? Well, we mentioned, so actually, listeners, for context, Jelani and I have been talking about this podcast over a series of probably weeks, like with random thoughts. And at one point is going to be a sexuality podcast episode. And honestly, that's going to have to happen still. What construct has been most harmful to you growing up with or experiencing from other people? And how do you create your own story for it, not listen to what other people expect or think something should be like? We're off script, okay. Y'all.
So the main one for me recently has just been romance and sexuality, just because, like I said, we're taught black or white, either you like one gender or another. And gender is one thing. Gender is very fluid. Sexuality is very fluid. Mm-hmm. And understanding that who I am attracted to, what fills my cup at a certain time, whether that's a very touchy-feely relationship or sometimes I just need distance, it's okay to change what I want on a day-to-day basis and just going back to, I don't owe anyone an explanation for anything. I don't owe you an answer. I don't owe you a label. I don't owe you a title. I don't owe you none of that. As long as I am happy and I'm not putting harm into the world and everyone around me is happy and safe, anyone outside of that, you can mind your business. Because, truthfully speaking, that's just been one of the biggest ones, and just reflecting on how I've navigated that space in the past, just understanding that a lot of obstacles and a lot of hurdles could have been avoided or could have just been addressed differently, and I could have moved differently if I listened to that voice earlier on. And also, when reflecting on that, understanding that what has happened in the past happened for a reason, and I've learned a lot, put a lot of good things out into the world, and understanding that I don't deserve to beat myself up over anything that has happened. I deserve to take my lessons, and I deserve to move forward with those learnings and just be better.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
Sorry, I'm just listening to you and being inspired. Like, I'm just grateful I get to be in the circle of Dulani. So, but not to underscore anything she just said with the love fest. Yes, exactly. Relationships don't need to be nuclear. There's so many different formats, preferences of relationships, different styles of commitment, different needs that people have. Like, that's all something I'm learning as well, especially with my attachment style, which my therapist went in on me about. But there's so many different types of relationships to have. And that podcast episode is coming in season two. Okay. We're going to talk about that, Jelani.
Okay.
All right. I am now going to ask for your deepest, deepest, deepest wisdom. You've already been dropping deep wisdom, but here's the deepest. What do you have to tell listeners who are on the journey of becoming who they are, or trying to listen to their inner voice instead of the outer voices, or who are still trying to understand what it means to just actually do what they want? What do you have to tell them based on the experiences you've had doing this now?
Yes. One, for me, I used to blame, or not necessarily blame, but allow myself to think that my environment was what was stopping my growth. And one thing I will tell the listeners is that your environment starts with your mental. So, like, just putting yourself, or because positivity can be toxic and can be a construct as well. But just putting yourself, or figuring out what makes you happy, whether that's temporarily or in the long term, and just trying to do more of that, and controlling the controllables, whether that's changing your phone screen or just listening to nicer music. Shoot it up, bang bang, music is nice, but sometimes you need a little smoothness, or just changing your environment in the ways that you can control. If you're not in a spot where you're just like, I'm going to move to an apartment or place myself in a spot of solitude, as well as carving out space and time for you to think. Going back to the introvert, learning that I'm more of an introvert, recognizing that in school on the weekends, I was distracted. Constantly. You just need to carve out time to be with yourself, whether that's going for a walk if you are in a space with a lot of people, or maybe when the world opens back up a little bit, going to the park or just going to a place. If you're fortunate enough and have the resources, going on a solo trip, you know, doing things where you can put yourself in a place where it's just you and you.
Yeah,
just like that's all, as well as just tracking your growth, writing things down, taking pictures, whether that's like a sticky note, your phone, a journal, just talking to yourself on voice notes, just track your progress, because you're gonna look back, whether it's a week or a month or a year, and just be like, wow, I was a completely different
completely,
person.
Completely.
And I'm literally going to be a completely different person when I look forward.
Yeah.
Like, when I look back on the era that I'm in now, I'm going to be a completely different person. So just tracking that in whatever way that makes sense for you, so you can just remember where you came from, so you don't go back there, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why that's some wisdom, as well as just be nice to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big one.
Treat yourself. If you're a good person, treat yourself as well as you treat yourself, as well as you treat the people around you.
Yes.
Oof. Yes.
That took me forever to learn.
Yes. My therapist dragged me.
Also, therapy. In whatever form is accessible to you, there are some apps out now that are really great, like Talkspace or BetterHelp, as well as, like, there are therapists that offer sliding scale. Sorry, endorsement for therapy. You've heard us reference it like 7 times. Yeah. Well, Delani, yes. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me and letting me talk to your listeners.
Jelani is a powerhouse. Y'all need to make sure you interact and follow her. She has some cool stuff going on. If you're interested in investing as well, she can help you out there. She will tell me what to include if I need to include anything else in the description other than her social media, but... definitely follow up with her if anything resonated as well. Outside of that, if you want to hear her perspective on something, I'm sure she'd be encouraged to engage with any and all of you.
For sure.
Yeah. Jelani, is there anything else I should say or you should say?
I don't know. I think we covered so much, and I'm proud of us for opening up because we are both
Scorpios.
So I would just say, you know, use this podcast as a resource, explore yourself, explore just all of the little things, all of the big things. There's so much out there. And if you're in a space like school, or it feels like you're in a vacuum or a bubble,
or a treadmill,
or just a system, understand that it is so much more out there. It's so temporary.
Yeah.
It's so temporary.
So temporary. It's a blip now. When you think back on school, how quick did it go?
A breath.
Yes. Literally a blip in the radar. Like...
Yeah, just understand that a lot of things are very temporary, and just continue to keep going. Keep on going.
Awesome. Thanks, Jelani. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in this week to the last episode of the Working With M podcast. We'll be back and better, and yes, you will hear from Jelani again. Take care.